Hey guys, so we mentioned this in the podcast, but I thought I'd just kind of put it as a disclaimer at the start is two things. This podcast is like definitely the most like graphic and like disturbing one we've ever had. So if you're squeamish or not cool with that, then maybe don't listen, especially to the Black Dahlia case. I feel like that one's probably the most disturbing one. Jack the Ripper is pretty disturbing too, but yeah, just a warning about that. The second thing is we talk about very dark subject matter. You know, people are getting murdered. You know, our chemistry is very comedic, but it's important to remember that these are people that were real and they did get murdered. And you know, it's definitely morbidly interesting, but don't let yourself get desensitized to murder. I don't think we're trying to portray that. I think we're just dealing with dark subject matter comedically because it's sort of a coping mechanism. So, you know, basically just be a good person, stay sensitized to death, and handle these situations with care. Stay safe on Halloween. Yeah, thanks. Bye.
I'm Sophia, and today we're doing the murder mist. Wait, I gotta get through it. I'm gonna restart. Alright, no laughing. Hi guys, I'm Sophia, and today we're doing the murder mystery episode of the Upgrown Kids podcast. Ooh. I'm with my host, Winter, Eli, and Oliver.
It's too whispering.
I can't do it.
What do I sound like to you? You guys are people are gonna think why I just
guess
why are
I
you wheezing?
That's what it
Oh, I
sounds
thought you were
like.
saying that's what I sounded like.
No, no, no.
I thought you
That's
guys
what I
both just
sound
thought I
like.
was wheezing
No, I
constantly.
can't.
You do
Okay.
not sound like a four-year
My
smoker.
voice keeps breaking
Wait,
when I'm
how long
trying
does it
to.
take for that to happen?
Let's get
Damn
going. Also, happy Halloween, because it's Halloween on the day that y'all hear this.
I
No,
like
it's.
spooky.
Spooky what?
I thought we were posting the other one on Halloween.
Wait,
I mean, I
what
want
other
this one to
one?
be posted.
Is
What other
didn't we
one?
post Monsters? Am I?
Yeah, we
Did
already.
we
I
post?
Yeah,
listened
we
to that
posted it.
episode.
Oh,
Wait, were
never
we not
mind.
supposed to?
Happy
Someone's a little
Halloween.
Were we not supposed to post that?
Explains why I was
We
so
never
confused.
said Happy Halloween and Monsters,
No,
though.
we didn't.
So that's why I thought we weren't doing it for Halloween.
This was our plan for Halloween.
Okay, who's going first?
What? The planner is behind the plan.
Let's start with one simple. Let's go into the lead mask case. I already said that wrong.
Let's start off one
Wait, is it
simple.
French? That was a weird spelling.
What?
Is
The
it
lead
like.
mask?
The lead mask case. Why the hell would
How's
that
it
be
spelled?
French?
Like lead and then mask?
Oh, I thought there was an
Mask.
E on the end. I think I
No,
looked
it's
at the wrong thing.
literally lead
Oh,
mask,
I'm looking
bro.
at it now, alright? I thought, okay.
God, you're
Whatever.
so stupid.
So, if anything, it would have been Portuguese. Well, actually, correction. It
What?
is in
It's
Brazil.
English,
Whoa,
bro.
I love Brazil.
It
Lead
occurred
mask.
in. No, wait, was it.
No,
Where the hell did this
it's two
happen?
Lead mask
Brazilian
sounds like an
victims.
English word to
Where
me.
do they speak Portuguese,
Just saying.
Sophia?
They do speak
Portugal.
Portuguese in Brazil. Like
That's what I'm
Brazil
saying.
is
Sophia said.
Portugal.
What?
That's their primary
No, I know. I
language.
said I didn't know where I didn't know where it was, but I said the two victims
And then
were.
it's Spanish, and then it's English. And they really don't like English unless you're in a
In
business
Brazil, they
here.
don't really speak Spanish, I don't think, do they?
I think
What?
I did research
They
on it once.
sort of
Wait,
do. Well, they speak.
some think they do.
I don't remember what
I
it's
mean, I'm sure
called.
people from
It's
Spanish speak
Spanish
it. Okay,
Portuguese.
wait. I know it's Portuguese, but what's after that? Top three languages spoken in Brazil. Okay, well, other than that, it's indigenous and regional, so thanks for
Yeah.
that. But, like, in regional,
Idiot.
it's like German, Italian, Japanese, Spanish, Polish, Ukrainian, English, you know, etc.
Whatever.
Hey, I'm still right.
No, I'm kidding.
Spanish was in there, man. In the list of, like, 15 different languages.
It was like the one spoken by like two people only.
I'm
Well,
I'm like lined up with Sophia's mirror.
sorry, I just lined up with another one too. Look on the other side. No.
What?
Oh wait. No, it's around the corner of the clothes. No, you're look yeah.
Oh.
Scary as heck.
I'm hanging that one up.
I don't like the
Okay,
result.
Oh yeah.
let's
I like to
go.
look at myself all
You
day.
had two people.
Can I act out the
What the hell?
Yeah,
No.
man. Bro,
so,
we should do...
Hey,
wait, guys,
people.
We should communicate what the murder is, like, through charades. And then everybody has to
see
guess.
Us. Well, you see...
Podcasting.
No, that's the point. No, we just hear, like, general scuffling.
Oh,
like,
yes, you
oh, my God.
Just, like, rubbing.
Sorry, Oliver's just so disappointed in us right now.
No, Oliver thinks that's a good idea, right?
No.
Oh.
Just, like, heavily breathing.
So...
We're all listening.
Oh, God. The lead mask case, also the Caso de Mascaras de Chumbo, which is the Portuguese thing. Yeah, I know. Chumbo sounds weird.
Chumbo.
So, it was two Brazilian electronic technicians.
Oh, crap.
We don't know how they died. We know they are dead, because they were sort of found dead.
Okay,
and we don't know what happened to them in the first place.
Let's say where the bodies in. Were they, like,
so two people just
hated?
Disappeared?
No.
What?
The bodies were fine. The
Wait,
bodies were found.
They found the body. Oh.
They found the bodies in suits on a hill with lead masks on. But the autopsy place had a lot of things to do. So by the time they tried to run the tox report, because there's no signs of strangulation or trying to fight back, by the time they tried to run the tox report, the bodies had already decomposed too much for them to run it.
That's so dumb.
Oh,
that sucks.
My lord.
Most of these murders are unsolved because, like, the detection team that was trying to figure it out was just dumb. Like, that's pretty
that's
much
true.
The same way.
Doesn't, like,
true.
The LAPD have a really bad, like, series of just doing terrible
yes,
murder
they
cases?
Yes, they do. They don't have a clean record, I guess.
Yeah, so basically, it was August 20th, 1966. I'm just reading Wikipedia at this point. Where a boy came up and found the dead people and reported to the authorities.
What did he do to them? Just, like, leave them there?
Yeah, he was
what
flying a kite.
What did he do to them?
He was flying a kite.
The boys
yeah.
Okay, I should have said with them.
This was in Netério, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
Rio de Janeiro?
Let's see. It took them a while to get to the bodies because the terrain was very uneasy, so it took them a day to get to the bodies after they were reported.
That's crazy.
The small team of police and firefighters arrived. The bodies were next to each other, partially covered in grass. They both had formal suits, a lead eye mask, and waterproof coats.
What is this lead mask exactly?
Like a literal mask made
of
lead.
Wait, what does it look like? Do you have a picture?
So I don't.
Here, I can pull it up
while
you
why,
can.
No.
Okay. Why would someone make that?
Well, we'll get into the theories here in a bit,
what?
Because aliens
that's like
come into play.
Common, right?
Oh, of
lead
course.
Mask.
How do we
no.
know it's...
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh,
they...
well, those aren't really masks. That's kind of weird. Those are, like, ugly sunglasses.
Lead eye mask, yeah.
Yeah, okay,
it's
yeah.
Weird.
They're just, like, lead sunglasses.
Huh.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah, so,
Well, they're electricians, though. It could have been something that they were using.
You don't use lead. You don't fully
or
cover
can they, they're not visible
also, if they're
all
in, like,
no,
business.
It's
oh,
okay.
just
I didn't
solid
they're, like,
lead.
Business.
Oh, the whole lead. Thing is just solid?
It's just lead.
Oh. That changes so much more what I was thinking.
Yeah. So,
I was like, did I just solve a murder on this
I mean,
this
they
podcast?
Have, like, lead vests to
nice
block
job.
It.
Give
well,
me a gold
yeah.
star.
Is that
but,
part of the theory?
Sort of, but also no. So... when they were going through this, there's no signs of trauma or evidence of a struggle, and next to the bodies they found an empty water bottle, a packet containing two wet towels, a small notebook, which were written the cryptic instructions 1630, estado no local determinado, 1830, en guía capsulas, and then apocifero prote... I'm going to butcher Portuguese. Basically, 1630, be at specific location, 1830, ingest capsules, and after the effect, protect metals, await signal, mask.
Whoa.
Yes.
That sounds like...
it's spooky.
A suicide.
But it wasn't.
Sounds like they're a cult or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was weird. So, people don't know what happened, because, yes, from what they could build from that day, they went to a bar, the... bartender described one Miguel as very nervous and was frequently checking his watch. Then they left. No one saw them after that. It was assumed they went right from the bar to the place where they were found. And a search for a toxic substance did not occur. The coroner's office was very busy at the time. When the autopsy was finally conducted, the internal organs of the two bodies were too badly decomposed for reliable
oh
testing.
God.
So, here
probably
are some multiple theories.
Cyanide pill or something.
Yeah, it was foul play to UFOs or, like, the different things. There's so many theories on it. but one that revolved around testimony of a friend who claimed that they were scientific spiritualists, basically using psychedelic drugs to contact extraterrestrials and spirits. So it's believed that they OD'd
in
the middle of nowhere.
Nice.
And, yeah. Believing that such an encounter would be accompanied by blinding light, the men cut metal masks to shield their eyes, and they have died of drug overdose. This account is corroborated by the esoteric diary found at the scene, by the mask-making materials, and literature concerning spirits found in the men's home. So,
that makes
yes.
sense.
Sorry, go ahead.
What, there you go.
No, it's further down the Wikipedia page. I don't interrupt you.
Oh, do you want to say it? Because I have to pull up the other one.
Oh, it says that there was no toxic substances found in the autopsy. I know you said it was late, though.
Yeah, they couldn't pull anything. You couldn't get a reliable autopsy from how much they had decomposed.
So it's possible that they were out of the system, or those were out of the system by then?
Yeah, it would be out by then.
Okay, my bad.
Let's see. There's also another source. Let's see. There's also the idea that they were trying to go to a place with a lot of radiation. But that wouldn't explain the towels.
The sun. They were trying to ascend to the sun.
I guess
sun.
That one, I'm just saying.
But it wouldn't explain the towels or the water jackets.
Well, the sun's pretty hot, so, like, they were probably, like, took a bath and then, like, covered themselves in water so that they'd be protected.
In a lead mask.
Yeah.
I'm guessing the main reason the radiation thing is in there is because, you know, like, lead is used to insulate.
Yeah, it was weird how that played out. It's just like,
that
what the hell
really
happened
weird.
And why?
Yeah.
Is there any other theories? Or is that it?
There's a lot, but people don't... The ones of literal murder, they're like, why the hell... How would they get kidnapped, killed, and dropped off without any signs of violence?
Yeah.
True.
Which is whack.
Yeah, there's no way they were like...
Maybe they wanted to do it. Maybe they didn't understand that they were
yeah.
being murdered during the time.
I think that's the theory I most agree with, is the fact that...
Like someone poisoned
they were just
them.
Either
or
they
drug
were poisoned,
them.
Or they drug themselves.
Or they knew the people, and then they didn't think much of them.
Yeah, because
murdering.
People don't know if they were meeting people there or not, or what was happening. And it's 1966, so
there's not
a lot of anything.
Yeah.
Is there a possibility that they got, like, lost and dehydrated? Like, how far off was this from, like, a town?
Not that far.
Oh, so it wasn't, like, literally
the
middle of nowhere.
No, and you wouldn't have grass on top of you if you got lost and dehydrated. Like,
yeah.
they're both near each other, like, lying down,
that's
right. masks
right.
on, which you yeah. wouldn't have if you just died of dehydration.
That's true.
With grass on top of them.
Yeah, that's freaking weird.
Was
you
it, like,
grass
growing grass, or
top?
Just, like, dry grass, just, like, ripped out of the ground and put on top
of
them?
I don't believe Wikipedia specified. It was just, like, there's grass on top of them. Partially Weird. Covered by grass.
Here, I'll look it up more.
Maybe
they
thought
were
they
just, like, in tall grass, and that's it? Like...
They not when I check. They
just like sagged onto them. I don't know.
Well, that wouldn't also explain being covered by grass because covered says that they have more than just like speckles of grass around them.
Oh, they're covered in it. Okay.
Yeah.
Weird.
Interesting.
It is so weird how all of these play out.
That's a unique one. I've never
this
heard.
Yeah,
that's
really weird.
It does say
that's
covered
a,
by
that's
grass.
That's a cool
yeah.
one.
Well, this is a different site. I'm trying to find a different.
That is a
well,
cool
it's also 1966, so we can't really know what happened.
Yeah.
Because, yes.
Covered
I
by
can.
Grass and leaves. So
I was alive back then.
So if it's covered by grass and
did
leaves.
You do it?
They
do
witness.
Probably
torn.
I was there.
Well, actually.
I'm worried now.
There
can
has to be a third party.
Secret, though, if I tell you, I have to kill you.
To put it on top of them?
You should tell me, and then we'll
most
just
likely.
Well, yeah, but unless they. There's no reason they'd cover themselves in it. I mean,
what
unless
if,
they were
what
insane,
if it's part
were they
of the spiritual experience?
It was
like,
saying
really?
That they took
that's
drugs.
That's where the psychedelics might come in.
The
yeah.
psychedelics. But if you were covered, that suggests there's grass all over your body, and you couldn't put grass on all over your body by yourself.
Also, the thing
yeah.
is, still the writing is, like, the times is, like, what the hell?
Plus,
yeah, true.
That is, like, nothing has explained those yet. Really.
That
well,
way too intentional.
They had to meet someone.
Yeah.
At that point, something
sense.
Was happening at that point,
and
there was another party involved.
You know, especially that rules out like murder even further.
I hate mysteries like this because there's just so many questions I just will never know the answer to. I don't
yeah.
like it.
Mm-hmm.
That's like
yeah,
the things that keep
I
you
found...
up at night.
This episode
stuff, like,
is just
gonna
piss me off, honestly.
Yeah.
I got some theories for you.
I'm like a very curious person. I hate the feeling of not knowing stuff.
We should do a murder case solved one for like a future episode because those are interesting too.
True.
Okay, sorry, that's off topic.
Yeah, and the fact that the message was encrypted and then decrypted to 1630 be at the specific location, which was that hill. So they knew they were going there, 1830 ingest capsules, So they knew they were taking what they were, what they had, and we knew they were nervous beforehand. And then the part that gets confusing is after the effect, so assuming after the drugs kick in, protect metals await signal mask.
Yeah.
So protect in grass.
Protect metals.
Or in the glasses.
Protect metals.
The glasses,
await.
Or those are protecting their eyes. This doesn't.
Maybe it meant like protective metals.
Protect metals. What
protect
is the metals?
Maybe protect the glasses.
Protect
wait for a
the
signal
glasses.
And then put on the mask.
Yeah, I'm. The signal and the mask makes sense. Wait for some signal and put on a mask. But what does protect metals mean?
That's which weird. Could mean something else is missing.
The lead, maybe. Just maybe they assume that that's.
Well, that's the mask. They could assume
yeah.
that.
So, like,
but
the problem is the. You know, there's a different.
Right.
There's a.
Maybe they need to make them or buy them or find them or something before, so that might have been on, like, their to-do list.
I wonder
but
if it was, like, metal,
the
if there was
yeah.
something that wasn't
so
found.
Like,
that, I mean,
that's what I'm thinking. Something
the capsules, though. So, like, they went there.
There that's
yeah.
that. And then
Oliver,
in their list. Yeah.
Oliver
that's
might be right that there was, like, a third party that was there,
that's
and that's why the metal is gone.
That's why
I think that they were on some sort of psychedelic drug trip or something.
Bro,
and then the
like,
third
probably
party.
Probably both, yeah.
Well,
this was
Area 51 thing. They were meeting aliens,
oh,
and then the government just stole
it. I think that was from the person, though, the third party.
Yeah,
and that's also why the autopsy wasn't.
That's
just
super.
What the hell was the
murder.
Metals? That's
like
one question. That
this is like my favorite murder mystery I've heard
to.
In a long time.
So
I'm glad you mentioned it because I've never heard of it. It's really cool.
And neither have I. That's amazing.
Yeah,
yeah.
I haven't heard
of
it either. I want to look further into that.
It doesn't feel like a murder, though. I don't know if it can be considered a murder mystery. But
it
I'm
well, it's definitely
cool
a mystery.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's definitely a mystery. And it involves death, so.
Yeah. Right. Do you want me to go next for this one, or do you want to keep going, Oliver?
You can go. Zodiac Killer is complex, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Mine is, I hope it's not going to be super long, but. Okay, who knows about the Black Dahlia?
Nope.
No.
All right, so
I
I'm going to do a quick
it.
Overview about, like, the general idea of what happened with her body, and then I'll go into further detail after I go over her early life. So, a lady with the name of Elizabeth Short was killed and discovered in 1947. This was in Los Angeles, California. A mother and her child had been walking down the street when they discovered Short's body discarded a few feet from the sidewalk, which she initially thought was a mannequin because the body was super, super white and pale.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, in photos, which I'll show you guys in a bit, it's, like, incredibly pale. And she, once she realized that it was a body, she did call the police, and then she didn't actually stay by for the with the police. She actually ran off and continued to run errands, which I find very funny that she didn't, like,
shopping with
her son, her son or daughter. I don't know if the kid was a girl or boy, but whomever, her kid and her just come across this body and, like, a mutilated, and they're like, yeah, we're gonna go finish getting our shoes repaired. Okay, so the crime scene, more specifically, is that Short's body had been naked and severed in half perfectly at the waist, which is very hard to do, and I'll go into later why that's, like, near to impossible. The body was extremely white, like, abnormally white, and it had been posed in an oddly way, too. So her arms were above her head, her elbows were bent, and her legs were perfectly straight and, like, spread wide, if that makes sense. And the two, like, halves of her were a few inches apart, like, diagonally, if that makes sense.
So, like, that?
Yes, but her legs are perfectly straight, if that makes sense. Well, not perfectly, but as straight
yeah.
as a leg can go.
Yeah.
And then one of the most interesting things about this case, and this is kind of where she becomes famous, is she has what's known as a Galapagos smile, which is where they tore the killers or murderers
oh.
cut from her corners of their mouth all the way to her ear, which is how she ended up dying, which I'll go into again once again later. It was extremely white. There was no blood on her at the time or at the crime scene. There was
that's
no blood.
That's what I think is crazy.
Yeah,
like,
no blood
I think,
anywhere.
Do you think it's a dump or do you think it's like a murder on site?
It has to be a dump.
Yeah, that's what I'm
yeah,
saying.
No,
there's no way they could
drained.
Scrub off all the blood.
Whoa.
It was in the grassy field. There's no way they could have found
yeah.
every inch of blood.
I guess
yeah.
we gotta go through why how the cut killed her, but if after that death, if they cut her in half afterwards, blood would have congealed. By the time they cut her in half, which
right.
means there's a lot less cleanup that they would have to do to prevent blood.
Well, she was confirmed drained of blood entirely, so they drained her, and then
that's
the
crazy.
Like I said, the cutting in half, there's a lot more complications to it. Only someone who could be a surgeon could do something like that because it's called a I know the term.
Wait, so was it? Do they know if it was one person or multiple?
They don't know.
Don't know.
They don't know. I mean, from I've listened to a few podcasts on this case, and it sounded like most people assume multiple, but
mm-hmm.
you know, obviously, no one's gonna know for sure. So we're gonna go back down. And they also had scrubbed the body too, which is important to keep in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's like
they before placing at the crime scene, And so this is, once again, I mean, I don't know how they'd be able to get away with doing it on the scene, so.
Yeah.
The police posted flyers, identified her using her fingerprints, and news got around, more information they turned in, and they found it was Elizabeth Short. They also had her fingerprints on file because she had been arrested previously.
Hmm.
So her early life. She was born on January 24th, 1924, and was a native of Boston and lived switching back and forth between Massachusetts, Florida, and California. She was, like most people when moving to Hollywood, an aspiring actress. Her childhood had its ups and downs. As said, she had grew up in Massachusetts, and then her father built miniature golf courses before the stock market crash of 1929, and then when the stock market crash happened, they all became broke. And basically, after this, he faked his suicide by going to a bridge, parking his car, and then disappearing entirely for quite a few years.
Nice.
Because this the fake suicide was found out when when Elizabeth's mom found a letter in the mail saying that, like, he was like apologizing, say sorry, I did not mean to commit suicide, jokingly, my bad, you know, whatever. And then after this happened, like a year later, Elizabeth actually moved with her father in California. So she was like,
that's
yo, bye,
crazy.
Mom, I know you raised me, but I'm going to go live with my dad who hasn't seen me since I was six.
Well, maybe she was trying to, like, make up for lost time.
Oh, for sure, yeah. It's just interesting because she then finds out he's not a cool guy, and they get into a lot of fights, and she moves out less than a month later.
I mean, what do you expect from a guy who, like, faked suicide?
I know. I don't know exactly why that is. I assume it's because of the stock market crash, and he just was super depressed, and probably. And he started a new life in California. But, so she did move out, like, a month later from her dad's house. And then she was arrested a few months after moving out for underage drinking at a local bar. Like, she just flat out got caught doing that.
Sorry.
It's fine. I thought Roland was outside my door. I'm like, what does he want? So, they end up sending her, or the authorities ended up sending her back to Massachusetts, but she didn't do that. She's like, I'm gonna go to Florida and just visit Massachusetts because I'm a savage.
Nice.
And then while in Florida, she met a decorated Army Air Force officer with the name of Michael Gordon. Dated, and yeah, there's more than one Gordon in this case, actually, weirdly enough.
Aw, heck.
They dated and they planned on getting married, and then Michael got into a plane crash, but that's also when he sent her the proposal letter, but he was okay, he lived, and then a few months later he got into another plane crash and died. So
that guy's horrible.
I know, but I'm like, he survived the first one, proposed to her, got into another plane crash, and I'm just like, that's bad luck to do.
That's the world telling you
crashes.
No.
And this was all right before, a month before Japan had surrendered. Like, literally, or not a month, a week, sorry.
Oh, no.
A week before. Like, he missed that
tragic.
Path. I know. So about a year after Michael's death, Elizabeth moved back to Los Angeles, which was in 1946, and she wanted to visit another one of her Air Force friends named Joseph Gordon, but we'll call him
Fisley. He's an Air Force Gordon, so oh my god.
I know! And she had known this guy from Florida. So this leads to, like, the general, like, time around the murder. So right before the murder, Short had been returning home from a trip from San Diego, who she was visiting, this guy named Robert Manley, which will come up again later.
Manley.
Yeah, my cat. No, but his nickname was Red, and I don't know why that is. And she also, he was a man that she was dating at the time. Red claimed to have dropped her off at the Biltmore Hotel, where she'd been meeting her sister that afternoon, and that was the last she was supposedly seen by him. And then there's claims that, like, some of the staff at the hotel saw her using a telephone in the lobby, but we don't know, like, how true that is. So, like, the real confirmed last person to see her was Robert Manley when he was dropping her off. So this is where we're going to get back into the autopsy with more detail. It does get very gruesome, but I left some of it out, so, like I said...
No, you should have kept it all in.
Well, I didn't. Okay. I'll do my best and keep those parts included. So.
If you're, like, sensitive to, like, gore. Then
or squeamish.
No, it's just
leave.
I mean, even when I was listening to it, I was like, that's kind of tough. Like, it's just rough to say. I don't know.
Rich.
It's whatever.
Okay.
It's iffy.
Get
so,
ready with the skip button.
Yeah, if you guys don't like it, you guys probably should skip, like, 30
Span
seconds
the
15 ahead.
Seconds.
Okay, so the body, like I said, had been cut in half by a technique called, I'm not going to pronounce this right, hemimorcorporectomy.
Yummy.
Which, like I said, I'm not pronounced that right, but it's basically mutilating surgery that is for when the body needs to be amputated from, like, the legs or the waist down. This is, like, super hard to do because they have to take out a specific spinal cord, is that what it is? A cord, like, one of the pieces?
Yeah.
This is called the lumbar spine, and they have to cut that perfectly without, like, hitting certain organs in the body, and so it was a clean slice the way they got her.
Wait, were the organs, like...
everything.
Also slash, or was it?
I don't
just
think
that?
So. No, it was like
that's
it's perfect, and
there
was no
point.
There was little to no bruising too, where like her body was like almost in perfect.
That's crazy.
Well, it
yeah.
wouldn't bruise once there's no more blood.
That's true. Yeah, that's
true too. Are
her
organs still in her body?
Kind of. There's some missing ones, which I'll go over in a second.
No more blood in the body. And if you cut straight through, you would. If you cut at the right spot, you'll miss most the organs.
Yeah, well, they cut. There's like
it.
One spot where you can slice, like,
mm-hmm.
literally, like you're saying, almost perfectly, and it'll
it's
be
like
pretty much fine.
Where there's a pocket down here where you can get shot, and it will touch literally nothing. It'll go skin to skin.
Yeah.
Also, why is that even
it.
A medical thing? Like, how to cut someone in half?
It's because of like tumors and stuff, and this is like the 1930s. Keep
yeah.
in mind, so there was less technology. so, like I said, this is like a last resort for being used.
It's also important that you said it's an
yeah.
autopsy. Method because
mm-hmm.
it means he this person
had to be
was
a
skilled coroner.
Yeah, which I was
yeah.
just about to say. This surgery
was
definitely not an accident or like wasn't like you know just like a quick
just
little
an
thing.
Accident,
like,
someone had to have some serious training and practice to be able to perform this kind of surgery. So Short's face, like I said, had been cut from the corners of the mouth up to the ear. This is known as the Galapagos smile. She also had many cuts and bits of flesh gone. In fact, one of her whole breasts had been removed. During the autopsy, they were able to figure out that she had been force-fed feces as well as her own pubic hair. And they were also determined that her own pubic hair had been removed by plucking each individual hair one by one. And they also found it in her ears and her nose, like
that's
stuffed.
That's really disgusting.
Yep, it gets worse. so her entire uterus had been removed, and some theories was that she was murdered because she had been pregnant, and the person was trying to, like, get rid of not only the baby, but all evidence that had been him. And so that's one theory, but...
That's a very, like,
over-the-top yeah.
way.
Well, obviously, yeah. But that's what they're thinking has happened because
her
they...
boyfriend, though?
Well, that's... Yeah, that gets into
so,
one of the suspects.
Like, okay, yeah.
Guessing all
last person that saw her.
Well, I didn't get to the suspect.
His nickname is Red, kind of suspicious.
Kind of sus, if you ask me.
Yeah.
True.
So, yeah, her uterus had been removed entirely, and from what I found is that it wasn't, like, next to her body, like, it just was gone.
It's just gone. All
yeah,
right.
I mean, unless I didn't see that, like, written out directly, but I don't think the uterus was in sight.
Nice.
Oh,
wait, not nice. I don't know why I'm saying
that. Nice. Another gruesome detail was that she had a small rose tattoo on her thigh, and that had been sliced off, like, other parts of her skin and stuffed in her vagina. And prior to the autopsy, like I said, there's some pretty bad details, but prior to the autopsies, this is kind of sad. The reporters contacted Short's mom and said, hey, just so you know, Elizabeth Short has just won a beauty contest. Would you mind telling us some personal details about her?
Oh my
and then once
gosh.
The mother told her like all these things, they're like, yeah, just so you know, actually she's been murdered. And so they're like, but we'll be sure to give you like free tickets to come down and tell us, which really messed up this whole investigation because... She went to the reporters of, like, magazines and all this first
before
she went
to
the police.
The police, yeah.
Yeah.
So...
Which gets real messy. Okay, so this is where I didn't do all the research on.
This is where the journal should have been arrested.
Yeah,
because
I know.
That's involvement.
But this was, like, more than one
so
journalist,
dumb.
Too. Like, they did, like, several things and tricked the mom into.
Is that not
crazy
legal?
Thing.
Because you're interfering with an active, like,
well,
case.
No, technically, they're not. Unless the police say that there's no details, like, you know, the press can't release certain details, right?
Yeah.
But in that case, the police didn't know any details, and the news was just faster.
That's true.
That's insane.
The news
well,
is
they did
fast.
Not, the
this
police did
is
not
a really
do a good...
weird case for private police.
Well, see, the problem is the police did not do a great job with this case, because
yeah.
even when they were doing the investigation of her, like, where she was still at and placed at the crime scene, people were still walking up and getting really close and looking over it, so there's
oh
footsteps
gosh.
Everywhere and everything was being messed
oh,
up with.
Yeah.
And this is the LAPD for you, but, so, okay,
they're just not motivated.
They're just like, yeah, no, I'm good. So this is where I'm getting the suspects. I did not get super detailed with this research, but, so, Robert Manley, or Red, was one of the suspects, obviously, because he was her boyfriend at the time and the last person to see her. But he was released after passing several, like, lie detector tests, and he had a solid alibi for, was it January 15th? I forget what day she was killed. For 2 days after, like, the murder happened, he had a solid alibi.
That's pretty good, man.
Yeah, so I'm going to really quickly scroll to the suspects. I'm reading this off of Wikipedia. I'm sorry to the listeners. Why can't I find it?
Also, in the current trajectory, it looks like we're each going to show one case, and then we're going to be at an hour.
Oh, okay. Really? Nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, well, here's some letters, too, that came in, which I also find interesting, because it kind of reminds me of the Zodiac Killer, which Oliver will hit later.
Hmm.
But someone had sent
Maybe.
A call in saying that they were Elizabeth Short's killer, and that he was planning on turning himself in once the police pursued a better investigation. And then he also said to expect some souvenirs of Beth Short in the mail, which I don't know, I thought that was pretty crazy.
I think that's fake as heck.
Beth Short?
Well, there's a lot of fakes.
Literally every time there's a murder. Like, why do people do that? It's so dumb.
Yeah.
What?
Like
souvenirs?
Oh,
No,
false confessions.
Yeah, false confessions.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm the murderer. And it's like, okay, two things. Like,
they want attention.
Are they going to publish it in the news? And then you're like, yes, I did it. But, like, if they track it back down to you, you're screwed, bro.
You're still causing a crime by falsely.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, there's some. Oh, I also, this was an important detail I forgot to mention. She got the name Black Dahlia because of some people she was friends with at a drugstore. She was always wearing black, like, clothing, usually a black dress, and her hair was very dark black. And so, like I said, that's kind of like where that name came from, and it became like the media's coverage nickname for her. Another thing that happened was that she had like a letter. She had a letter. She owned this letter. No, a letter had been turned into the LAPD with like newspaper clippings, like pasting like words. And it said, here is Dahlia's belongings as followed. And it had her business cards, birth certificate, photographs, names written on pieces of paper, an address book with the name Mark Hansen embossed on the cover. And there was a few other things, like the packet had been carefully cleaned with gasoline, similar to Short's body, because remember they scrubbed her clean with gasoline to get rid of all the blood and all that. All also, right. She was drained of blood. I should, like, held upside down and all that fun stuff.
Nice.
They also found later, like, that they found her handbag and her shoes in, like, a dumpster, and Robert Manley was able to identify those, so that was another thing that was in the investigation.
The name embossed on the front, what's it called when you rearrange the letters in the name?
I don't know. An anagram?
Is that the
actual
called?
Well, Mark Hansen's an actual suspect in the
Is it an anagram? Is that the right word?
Yeah, that's
yes.
the right word.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
If you anagram your name
for
to someone
names.
Else.
You can anagram my name to Whitner.
Wow. That's creative. You can't remember my name to, like, anything, because there's, like, no words with K.
Net word.
Sucks.
Back to the
Net
false
word.
Confessions.
Net word.
This is going to make you real happy, Eli.
Uh-oh.
So, Short's murder had been spurred by a large number of confessions over the years, many of
wow.
which have been deemed false.
Yeah.
During the initial investigation into her murder, police received a total of 60 confessions, mostly made by men. And since that time, over 500 people have confessed to the crime. Some
I
of
just
who,
want to be famous.
Some of who were not even born at the time.
Wow.
That was me. I did it.
And he's one of the detectives named John
down.
Key said that it's amazing how many people offer up a relative as the killer. Just trying to be like, yo, my grandma, she's wicked sometimes. okay.
My cousin, he's a scary dude.
Okay, one minute.
God, this chair is loud. I should have brought my mic.
I'm sorry that my chair is not good enough for you.
No, it's not your fault.
Oh, okay. Guess what? I thought of the chair this time, but it was 2 blocks away from your house. So, I'm getting better.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't find what I was looking for.
Cut this part out.
Okay.
Fucking media, dude.
I'll just tell you, this. I don't know this word for word because I listen to this on a podcast,
liberal
and I haven't written this down.
Idiot.
So, one of the people, I believe it was Mark Hansen, was right. this older guy who was going after her because keep in mind, Elizabeth was pretty, that was smooth,
yeah,
was,
well, was
pretty young rough. During the time, and he was also a surgeon, and so that's like the number one suspect, but they
yeah.
never had any actual proof of it. And so, I thought that was pretty interesting that they never actually, like, arrested him and he was just chilled.
Who did he study under?
Your mom.
Or the guy
oh,
at the surgery.
Got
dude?
Him. Good one.
Wait.
We got him good with that one.
Wait.
Wait,
dude,
what? Is
imagine becoming a surgeon just to, like, be a better murderer.
Dude,
I feel like
sick.
There's murderers that would do that. Same with, like, the military.
Yeah.
Like, joining the military to increase your, like, combat abilities just to be better at killing people.
Well, the military doesn't really teach you combat abilities.
Okay.
It does,
I got this
but
right.
it's focused
it's
primarily on just, like, listening, which I don't like.
Discipline.
Yeah, it's literally just discipline.
Though. Well, it depends on where you go with it. If you join the military and then you keep moving on to, like, more and more, like, advanced units.
That makes sense, yeah.
And, like, learn, like, specialized weapons and shit like that.
Bro, can you imagine if there was, like... And
boom, you're, like, a badass now. You can go, like, John Wick mode on people.
What if old members of SEAL Team 6, like, you know, like, retired guys, just, like, got together and they're like, let's make Renegade SEAL Team 6. That would be wild. Especially considering that it'd be, like, all old men. Like, that'd be weird.
Or if... They just, yeah.
So there are ties to Mark Hansen, which
yes,
I looked up.
Yes, I mixed him up with the actual doctor. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Mark Hansen was a nightclub owner and a theater club owner. I'm sorry.
Who
I got...
looks sketchy AF?
Oh, wait, most of them do. This guy.
That's like a normal
wait,
guy.
So who is the doctor?
What the heck?
Okay, I'm looking for it now. I think his name was George Haley, because that was another one I recognize. Oh, wait. Okay, this is the guy. One second. These suspects include
Doctor Who,
Dr. Patrick O'Reilly. Sorry, there's quite a few names involved in this case. Okay, so Dr. Patrick O'Reilly was a medical doctor who had known.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Who had known Elizabeth Short through Mark Hansen, and according to the Los Angeles District Attorney files, O'Reilly was close friends with Hansen and frequently visited the nice club in which Hansen owned, which he was. Hansen was, like I said, he had dated Elizabeth Short in 1946, which was the year before her murder. He had also been convicted with a deadly weapon for taking a secretary to a motel and sadistically beating her almost to death, apparently for no reason.
Oh.
And then to satisfy his sexual desire.
That doesn't look good for him.
Yeah.
Because usually serial killers kill for sexual reasons. Or
yeah.
Something similar to that.
No, for sure.
How do you spell O'Reilly?
Your mom.
O, R-E-I-L-L-Y.
R-E-I-L-L-Y?
R-E-I-L-L-Y,
yeah.
Bro, Oliver's just getting destroyed.
The worst thing is he doesn't even have to come back.
I know, it's pathetic, honestly.
But yeah, it was an incredibly gruesome murder, and it happened.
When someone says, your mom, you say, I know you are, but what am I?
Wait a damn minute.
I don't even know how to respond.
That's just like the worst. That makes zero sense. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. I
listened
to all of it way too fast.
No, this
I
is
so
no, 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 no,
no.
No,
that's
so
good.
Good.
That was a great
good.
Way to cover it.
It was okay, good. Don't
you.
Worry.
We don't have time to not go fast.
Okay. Yeah, I felt like I didn't even.
No,
take
it was
time
really interesting. Don't worry.
No, that was good.
There's like tons of suspects out there. Those like yeah, I said, right. The surgeon was the main one. Mark Hansen, the nightclub owner. Robert Manley Red, Robert Manley, aka Red, was also a suspect. And then, yeah.
Also, I'll probably put this as, like, a thing at the start of the podcast, but, like, guys, we're, like, talking about people dying, like, kind of, like, desensitized, but, like, please remember, like, people dying is, like, pretty bad, so,
oh,
like...
Yeah, terrible.
Like...
We do not condone serial killing.
I'm not even saying that. I'm just saying, just, even though it's, like, morbidly interesting and, like, fun to talk about, like, it is, like, very fucked up.
Yeah.
So just
also,
remember that.
We're not making this a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just remember that.
There was also one last suspect that I forgot to go over. His name was Joseph Dumas. So his name was Dumas, but everyone in the podcast called him Dumas because he sounded like dumbass. So he's a 29-year-old soldier, and he confessed to the murder a few weeks after it happened. And he ended up giving the LAPD a 50-page confession or statement. 50 pages long. And it was basically about previously dating Short and had a few occasions where he blacked out for days because of alcohol. And he thought that when he blacked out for one of those days, he performed the surgery on her.
Oh, of course.
And so,
well,
but it's funny, he has no...
Blackout
no,
drunk.
I know.
Does he have surgical training?
No, he's a soldier.
Bro, maybe
who's
he's
29
a savant.
Years old.
He's a savant. And then when he was blackout drunk, those powers came out. And then all of his unknown medical research just flowed through.
Oh, yeah. No,
he
it's
got
just
blackout
funny.
Drunk, read a bunch of Wikipedia articles on surgery, and just went for it.
Oh, yes. That
and
sounds
it
like him. Do you guys want to see photos of the crime scene or no? You
I
guys
mean,
don't have to.
I
or some.
Like, sure, but, like, I don't think we need to because...
Okay. That's
you
fine.
You know, there's... The listeners can't see them. Maybe...
Okay.
Should we include some in the script or is that...
Bro,
a
we can.
I'm going to show you guys one later if you want to see it. Or just a sketch of it if you don't want to see it.
I don't care about
what if we What if we do like a poll on Instagram after this comes out? Would you want to see?
Do you want
well,
to see?
We should definitely post a secret, like a separate script, because there's definitely gonna be people who are gonna like, at least of mine. There's gonna be people who do not want to see that. So
yeah, we should. Yeah,
normally
maybe
we have our sources page, and we can link sources. To
we should have.
We could
a
just
sources
link
page
images.
And then just like
yeah.
a cursed sources page.
We
yeah.
could link
and there
images
was
and sources.
One more
yeah.
detail I forgot to mention: her organs that had been like that would be coming out of her body had been tucked very neatly back into
That's
her.
That's weird.
So like when she was sliced, like there was a big gap. Between her top half and her bottom half, and the organs have been tucked under her and also, like, into her butt crack, if that makes sense.
Cool.
And so it
okay.
just, yeah, it was a very weird setup, I guess you could say. So someone had to take time to lay her body out and do that, but, okay, that was all. I just, that was an interesting detail.
Let me go.
Okay, so I'm doing Jack the Ripper,
oh,
which
yeah.
is cliche, but all
cliche.
The cliches are wrong,
cliche.
Turns out.
Cliche.
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 Yeah.
Did you
say like that too?
Cliche.
It's cliche.
Well, that's kind of glitch. Okay, okay.
Time for some cliche stuff.
Okay, so there were... Okay, so something that people get wrong in the first place is... So, what Jack... Like, Jack the Ripper murders are a subsection of these things called the Whitechapel murders, which are like... It was a general area in, I believe, London... That was, like, really, really bad. Like, you know, like, crime-wise, there was a whole lot of alcoholism and
all during
abuse.
One time period, right?
Yeah, all during one
okay.
time period.
It
was
like,
basically all in one year.
Wasn't
yeah.
it in the 1800s? Too?
Yeah,
1800s. Like, late
1888.
Yeah.
And so, there were 11 at the time, right?
So it was, like, industrial London, like, all dark
yeah,
and
it's
smoky
so cool.
and scary.
I know. Okay.
Spooky.
And, you know, like, back when windows weren't needed, and there were
yeah.
just brick buildings where you would live in tiny, dark rooms.
Yeah,
yeah
that's
that kind of stuff. All right. So, but there are, okay, there were 5 murders out of that that are normally perpetrated, not perpetrated, normally attributed to Jack the Ripper, quote-unquote, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's 5 of them, and I went through all of the details, but I don't know if you actually want to hear that, because it takes a long time and is, like, super gross. But
yeah.
I can
give
go
us
over
the
highlights.
From one.
I can
or
go
the
over
highlights.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay,
but, like,
okay.
your top two, like, not favorite, but,
so,
like, most
I'll do it in
crazy.
Order of... Okay, what's really cool, what's a weird pattern here, is each murder got worse, like, every time, right? First one was
He's
discovered
like
in the
up.
Street, right? Throat severed by 2 really deep cuts all the way down to the vertebrae in a V shape, right?
Like...
Yeah, no, no, no. Like, okay, so it's like right here,
uh-huh.
all the way back, just like...
Ow.
Like,
they
oh,
thought he
yeah.
was a surgeon too, right?
Yeah, but I'll get into that later too.
Okay.
All right. So, and then, so the lower part of the abdomen was ripped open, causing the bowels to protrude, and then there were other incisions inflicted to both sides of the abdomen, and all of them were by the same weapon, right? And there were slices, right? But they're all, but the incisions were like a downward thrusting manner, right? And then Annie Chapman, the second one, was discovered in the backyard at 6 a.m. on Saturday, right? The most recent one, like the one before that, was Friday the 31st. And then the one after that was Saturday 8th, both in the same month, September, right?
Wow, he
same,
was on a spree.
Yeah. It's insane. He, like, it was all in the course of, like, a couple months, right? And so the same deep throat cuts, right? You know, that's how mainly how they, like, put pieced them together, right?
Mm-hmm.
The abdomen was entirely cut open, like, cleanly this time instead of ripped, right? And the flesh from the stomach was over on the left shoulder, right? And then more skin,
oh, yeah,
as well as the
that.
Intestines, were on the right shoulder, right?
Whoa.
And there were also missing sections of her bladder and intestines.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and then there were Elizabeth Stride and Catherine Eddowes, both killed early morning Sunday, September 30th. So that's insane, right? And, but, another thing is, Elizabeth might not be the, what's it called? Be like from Jack the Ripper, right? They're because there were like so many murders going on at the time. They're just trying to pick them out. It's insane.
It was just a hobby by that point.
Yeah, like, okay. So they were both killed in early morning, right? Stride was discovered at 1 a.m. Like, again, these are so early in the morning. Like, he's up all night. And then also the people who discover them, like, what are they doing with their lives?
They are the murderers.
And then, so she had a single 6-inch incision running, like, up her neck, up to her jaw. And there were no other mutilations, like, none, right? And then...
What is this guy's problem?
I know. They're so clean, though. This is what's crazy. I know. Actually, the last one that I'm going to go through is not clean. So,
the way you said that you're like, is not clean.
Edo's body was found in a square 3/4 of an hour afterward, with the throat severed, same thing. Abdomen ripped open, same thing. Intestines over shoulder, same thing, right? And then the nose was severed, the cheek was slashed, and then there's a triangular incision on each of her cheeks, basically, that like pointed up towards her eyes. It's so weird, right? And then some really helpful police officer was like, it would take at least 5 minutes to do that. And I'm like, thanks, police officer. You're so bright. Like, wow.
It would take in between 1 minute and 1 hour to do that.
Exactly. Right. And then,
might have taken this guy some time.
Oh, and then they found what? Like her apron, like a bloody apron, like on the same block, right? And it was, there was like an inscription written on it, and it was, the Jews are the men that will not be blamed for nothing. There's so many double negatives there.
Wait,
right?
that's too much.
Wait, so he's like, supports Jews?
Not, because that will not be blamed for nothing.
So the Jews are blamed for nothing?
I don't know.
Wait, what's weird is, okay,
the Jews are the men. Oh, also the capitalization is completely accurate. So capitalized men, capitalized that will not be blamed for nothing, right?
So the Jews will be blamed for everything.
It's so weird.
Question mark?
And also, we're not entirely sure if that has anything to do with the murders at all, since like they're not racially motivated. Well, it was primarily like class.
Does he know that they, or do they know that he wrote that? Because what if it was on apron?
They don't.
Beforehand?
It's just on her apron. Right. Yeah, that's what's tough, right?
What if she was just some crazy ass
Nazi? And later, it didn't match letters that were supposedly sent by him to the news, right? And then last one. My favorite, quote-unquote, is the most interesting, was found lying in a bed in a single room, you know, as I was talking about, that those weird, like, windowless blocks, right?
I hate those.
Where she lived at 10 a.m. on Friday the 9th of November.
Right? Are these all female victims? Sorry,
all females. Okay. All females, right? And so, the throat was severed, the usual, right? Except the face was hacked beyond all recognition, the body was emptied of most of the organs, uterus, kidneys, breast placed under her head, and sections of her abdomen and thighs were on the bedside table. Ah. And, oh my gosh, it's crazy, bro. Okay, do you want to see a picture of it? Or do you want to see a police sketch of it? Because they're pretty dang bad.
Wait, they have pictures?
I'll look at it.
Yeah, they have one picture. That's the only one I could find.
Huh. I'll look at it.
Voila.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, so look, her thighs are like completely gone.
Oh
it's
my
insane.
God. That's so gross.
Do you
want to
see
that?
Ew.
I don't like that at all.
And so the police sketch also shows that, like, her entire stomach is, like, open. And, like, it's, like, down
she looks
and
pretty
then, like,
up.
Open. It's insane.
You know, as one does.
I'm shaking.
She literally looks,
it's disgusting.
She looks very fucked up.
She looks
yeah.
like she not
I was just
time.
Literally researching,
oh
and I, like, saw that, and I was like,
I hate when that happens, when I look up, like, anything about a murder and their victim post shows
yeah,
first.
Okay.
I'm like, no!
What's crazy, they don't even warn you about that. Like, it was in Wikipedia,
just, like,
and there's
images.
Nothing. It's just like, oh, thanks. Like,
you're like, wow.
Why can't that be filtered out? Or at least, okay,
they
whatever.
Should, like, the Instagram warnings where it's like, this content is graphic.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
click
actually.
On it from there.
Okay, so patterns. Any patterns. Because there don't seem to be a lot, actually. But they were all in the worst four sections of London, right? Increasingly brutal, right? Stepped up every time, as you could see, you know? Autopsy report by Thomas Bond revealed that most had been laying down while vandalized, so, like, they might have been pre-killed, like, using that cut, and then were later, like, taken apart, you know? But, Bond was actually strongly opposed to the idea that the murderer possessed any kind of scientific or anatomical knowledge, like, even technical knowledge of a butcher or horse slaughterer. Like, everybody was trying to say that, right? But he was like, no, it's not possible.
He's just being stubborn.
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe he's like, there can't be anyone this good. But, like, I actually
he's like, only
agree
I
with him. Because, like, especially with that last one, you know, that's not clean. Like, none of it was clean, right? But let's see.
It seems like they could, like, couldn't they only guarantee that probably, like, a couple of them were for sure linked?
Exactly.
Because of the
yeah.
trails over the
More
shoulders.
Interesting things. So, yeah, it could have been multiple people independent of each other. Just, like, maybe, like, bunny hopping off of each other's ideas,
mm-hmm.
right? Or it could have been copycats of one killer, right? So, like, there's three of them that are, like, mostly similar, you know, like, the first three.
Yeah.
Right? Or just one killer, you know, like, who knows, right? And so, but because of that anatomical knowledge, is that how you pronounce it? I don't
yeah.
think it's right. Oh, okay. Right.
Knowledge. I'm like, yeah, knowledge.
Knowledge? Yeah.
I'm like, you got that right.
Same
you
knowledge,
nailed it.
Right?
Is it
okay.
Knowledge?
People suspected any physician, any butcher, and because it was in the poor section of London, they were like, he could be a rich guy, he could be a poor guy. So anyone shabby looking or rich looking.
Wow, that crosses a lot of people out.
I know, that's just what I'm saying.
So it could have been anyone.
Yeah, and then they
what
also suspected artists
with,
for some reason.
Like, a grudge for their females.
Okay,
she's
well,
like, I'm going to date only men and I'm going to give them a competition.
Why? Is twice the women were supposedly seen with, like, this one guy, right? Except the description is really bad. It's really bad. Most of it was just shabby.
Well,
like, he
wait,
shabby.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Weren't most of them prostitutes?
Exactly, that's another thing. And because,
that's
like,
such a common thing with murderers, too.
Yeah. Well, it's because there is...
It's unlikely a female would kill other prostitutes, probably.
Okay,
oh,
yeah.
I'm just making...
And so, you know, the, like, and so one person was like, he was kind of good-looking but shabby, and then another person was just like, just shabby. You know, like, there's no agreement on anything. One of them was like, light-haired. One of them was like, dark-haired, you know?
Right.
So we know literally nothing about it, right? And then afterwards, there were more Whitechapel murders, right, that weren't attributed to him, right? And then more alleged victims of him, like, years afterwards, who knows, you know, it's insane. There's, like, so much random stuff. The police force muddled things up, and to make it worse, okay, so in the area, business owners were like, man, these murders kind of suck, and they're bad for business, so let's make, okay, they were like, let's make a, where was it? Oh, yeah, the Whitechapel Vigilance Committee was formed, right? And they were like, we'll pay someone to find him, right?
Well,
which was not a good idea, because literally everyone was on the committee, and they were just suspecting everyone. And it was like...
The guys on the committee listening going, yeah.
Yeah. More and more suspicion was being thrown about. People would, like, chase physicians down through the streets and beat them up. Because, like, oh yeah, also a rumor was formed that he carried a black bag.
Oh,
so
man.
Anyone carrying a black bag was just, like,
if you were,
destroyed.
If you were a physician with a black bag, let me tell you,
you're
you screwed. Were not going to have a good
exactly,
day.
Exactly, right? And hundreds of letters were sent during that time claiming to be Jack the Ripper. It's so dumb, right? The three main letters sent in were, Dear Boss, right? That was, like, essentially, each of these were named based on, like, what they were or how they started, right? And so it was initially considered to be a letter fabricated by the press, right? They were like, it's fake, right?
Oh, right, right.
But then, and as his body had a nick on the ear, right? And suddenly that made it canon, because they said that they were going to clip the lady's ears off and send them to the police, right? But it's just a nick. But then everybody was like, that's the one, right there, you know?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
And so everyone believed that, right? And then there was a saucy Jackie postcard, right? Similar handwriting to the earlier letter, and was thought to be true due to its details of the recent murders, just the day before. However, because it was, like, sent one day after, when the details were already posted, like, that's also not even really realistic, right? And then the last one was the letter from hell, and it was unlike in handwriting to either of the letters. It came with a small box that contained, like, a preserved half liver and spirits, and the writer said he fried and ate the other half, right? And so some say it was, like, Adouz's liver. They're like, that's the one, right? But then other people were just like, it's a practical joke. Like, it doesn't make any sense, right?
Did they know it was a liver from the victim?
Yeah.
They don't. They can't, because,
Did they know it was a Lemon liver?
Well, okay.
In so many cases,
they knew it was human liver, right?
Okay.
But, you know,
human liver. I got your liver.
Oh, I'm so...
It's like, got your nose, but it's just like...
What if that
anyway.
Was, like, a serial killer's punchline? He's just, like, his hand is, like...
That's so gross. But, like, the reason why it couldn't be confirmed for any of them was, like, in a lot of cases, organs were missing anyway. Like, in many cases, right? And, like, it's only half a liver. So, like, in it, you know, the other thing just sounds like an excuse to say, like, why they didn't have the whole liver. And that was also during, like, even then, it was a prevalent time where you could still dig bodies up pretty easily. So, anyone could do that, right? And then later, what's it called? The Dear Boss letter came out to be fabricated by the press. Thanks, press, you know? And
dude, the press has some serious problems today.
And it was made just to hype up the story so the newspaper could, like, spread more copies. Like, what the heck, capitalism? What are you doing?
Having a real fun time.
That also basically takes out the Saucy Jackie postcard because it was similar in handwriting to that first letter, you know?
What does Saucy Jackie mean?
I don't even know. I can look it up.
You don't have to.
I'm
just curious if you knew.
I thought that was weird. One second.
Saucy Jackie.
Saucy Jackie.
It's probably, that's like, weird. It's a postcard, so it was probably, like, something on
it's just, like, postcard. A name they wanted to, like, tease with her.
Oh, wait, well, I that's... found the back of the postcard. It just has some blood on it.
Oh.
And handwriting. It's literally just says postcard. Yeah, no, there's nothing special about it.
Weird.
I think, Jackie is just a name.
And so, yeah, the people screwed it up, the police screwed it up, everything was screwed up, and so no one was ever caught, ever. You know, they interviewed more than 300 people, right, and what's it called, and, like, traced, like, a lot more, but still, you know, nothing, because, like, the murder was really good and, like, seemingly random, because, like, even though they were all in a general same area, they're, like, blocks apart, you know?
Right.
Not in, like, a, like, super localized area. And it was weird.
Was it, like, on a map, could it make, like, a weird pattern? I'm just curious.
Oh, yeah,
like...
I can look it up for you. I saw a picture once.
Crazy.
Right here, okay. So these were the first 7 murders of the white... What's it called?
Weird.
Yeah, they're just random. You know, but that's the street, and so that's why it's named after the Whitechapel. That's, like, why they are the Whitechapel murders.
Right.
The street, murders. But it doesn't make a pattern at all.
No.
Yeah, it's so weird. And what's weird is the different places they were found. Middle of the street, middle of a block, backyard, front yard, like, everywhere. Like,
what happened if you overlay a ley line pattern over that?
I don't know.
Whoops.
Also, yeah. So there's nothing known about him. You know, everything that we thought we knew, right? It was like, is he a rich person? Oh, yeah, and it's not... Okay, so there was no sexual activity associated with the corpses, right? But they were arranged in suggestive positions, which could mean that he got, like, a kick out of just, like, killing them, you know? But not having sex with them, which is weird, you know? And, yeah, he doesn't necessarily need to have
especially
any medical knowledge.
Especially if they're prostitutes, that is weird.
Exactly.
I feel like, I don't know if this is, like, where I heard this or if this is true, but I thought it was, like, because he, like, was disgusted by...
Yeah, that was a possibility. Because,
like,
you
thought they were, like, sinning or whatever.
Exactly, yeah.
There's also, like, I don't know what this particular case, with a lot of other cases, they'll go after prostitutes because police don't want to make investigations on them because they find their, police will find their work disgusting. They'll be like, well, why should we, like, spend time on them?
Yeah.
So it could have been that he was just going after people who wouldn't be further investigated.
Plus, that was the, like, 1800s, so.
Yeah, that's true. It's definitely not condoned probably as well, so.
Yeah.
But also, it was kind of easy because, you know, like, you just take them home, and
that's
then
they're
true. Gone, you know, like, and then after, there's, like, often, they're not really well-connected in social circles either, like, especially in London.
They're outcasted.
Yeah, so, like, it was so easy, and that's, like, another reason why the murder was never found, because, like, nobody really knew them at all. It's crazy.
That's freaking whack.
Yep, and so that's why it's so famous, and also because of the press.
Damn.
Thanks, press.
It's always the freaking press.
God.
Except for
maybe
my
you should start
my
arresting
not
the, press.
Necessarily the press.
Exactly.
Yes.
Well, then again, you'd also kind of have to arrest, like, everyone in that area because they kind of didn't help either. But
we'll just arrest everyone besides the killer. Then we'll know.
we'll everyone know that's not the killer, please step forward. That's a really backwards way to do it.
The whole world.
Eliminate
is just...
every single person in the city until you find someone who isn't normal.
Just got news that Jack the Ripper has moved. We have to go worldwide now, folks.
What's funny is that they have to know that he moved.
He just sent them a coin. Like, I just need to know I moved, so this is going to be, like, pointless. And they're like, ah, shit, not again, Jack.
Oh, more things were because, you know, there were, like, some high-level suicides, like, from people that were connected to the British royal family. So there was, like, more suspicion there because, like, you know, a high-level person could be going to the streets and killing people. And then killed himself, but, you know, after that, nobody knows, so, dumb.
Guys, it was me.
Alright.
How old are you? You're over 200 years old.
No, she's not.
Wait, what?
I'd be like 130.
No, it's 18, oh, wait, no, 88. Yeah, that's not very close.
That's not
dang
a
it
bad
I
word.
Am
like
all
right.
482.
Should I start?
Had a long
yes,
because
we're at an hour.
We're
so
like, yeah, I know. We're going like.
We'll go one each, and then we can do like a live.
We just hit. We're hitting an hour in about 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Good oh shit! Really?
Yes.
Winter,
so excited
go
for Zodiac Killer. Okay.
We can
go
ahead. Go
Winter.
Our leftovers can be on like Instagram Live
or like
Halloween.
A short,
yeah,
like a
do,
separate.
Just
yeah
do the Zodiac
okay
Killer. We can make an hour 20-minute episode.
Well, go ahead, Winter, and the worst
go
case scenario, we'll just cut out all of our.
Yeah, you're important.
Okay. So.
No, and we'll make all of our whole new
I'm going to do both of mine because they, like, very connected, and, like, one is a lot shorter than the other.
All right.
But, I'm looking at the deaths of Tupac and Biggie Smalls, or the Notorious B.I.G., which are both rappers, and one is from the east side and one is from the west side, which is considered to... Well, I'll get into that later. But in 1996, Tupac was fatally shot in Las Vegas, and he was rushed to the hospital, but his wounds were too severe for him to survive, so he died 6 days after the shooting. He got shot twice in the chest, once in the leg and once in the arm. And I have a very... I basically just copied and pasted from Wikipedia, like...
You don't need to say that. It makes it sound less official, bro.
Oh, alright,
I'll edit it out.
Basically, we all said it.
I have an ex. I have
you know,
an...
What you
hey!
Wait, okay, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Sorry,
go ahead.
Okay. You just say multiple sources. You're like, I got this from multiple sources, right? Because Wikipedia is just combined multiple sources. And then you cite separate sources.
From a combination of very professional sources, I was able to piece together some extremely explicit details about his murder. However, I won't be reading over all of them because it will take too long. But basically, he was at a boxing match with his, like, I guess I'd call it maybe his manager, but I'm not sure if that's the right word. But it was basically the owner of the record label he was signed to, which was Death Row Records.
That's a cool record label.
Yeah. And that dude's name was some, I forget his first name, but his last, all I remember is his last name was Knight, because that's just, like, a really sick last name. So they were there together. And it was unusual because Tupac wasn't wearing a bulletproof vest, which he'd been wearing for, like, I think the last 2 years after he previously got shot.
That's really interesting.
But he got shot beforehand, too?
Yes, he's been shot before, but he survived. And since he'd been wearing a bulletproof vest, like, everywhere, but he wasn't wearing one this time.
Do they know who shot him the first time?
Sucks for him.
Yeah, I think they do, but I don't remember who it was.
Okay, I was just curious.
I think it was just, like, a gang thing the first time. But his... Also, when they left, he told his bodyguard to, like, go in a separate car with his girlfriend, his bodyguard was gone, and it was just him without his bulletproof vest and Knight, and they got shot at, and I think Knight got shot too, but he survived, obviously, and, he died from it, and there's a lot of theories. Some of them are really dumb, some of them are not so dumb. But the one that I think is the least dumb is that it was likely a Southside Crip gang member who had beef with Tupac and just wanted to shoot him.
Nice.
In a drive-by, which is pretty common in the rap community, especially.
That does make sense.
Especially with Tupac, I guess. He was very involved in that. It may have been from the Notorious Big, which we'll get into, because he was basically his rival. Tupac and Biggie Smalls were rivals at this point. And
because of their rap music, like,
yeah,
history?
Yeah, well, because of their rap and because of which side they're from.
Oh, that's kind of heavy.
Yeah.
Like, that's some heavy beef.
So, it could have been that. But it's hard to say because, once again, the case was horribly mismanaged and it's really hard to tell. Like, they just fucked it up a lot. And honestly, though, it wasn't as bad as the next one, but, yeah, one thing is, like, in the 2000s, the FBI released this thing that it may have been from the Jewish Defense League, which I don't know what that even is, but
is
I guess...
Is that, like, a reverse Nazi, or...?
I don't know, but basically what that means is that there may have been these people that were trying to extort money from him by death threats... And they, like, actually went through with the death threats, so that's a possibility.
Jewish mafia.
Well, you were also saying the... go ahead. I'll wait till you're done with this case.
Okay, so, yeah. The next one is that they were trying to kill Knight, and it was a failed attempt to kill him, and Tupac just got killed in the crossfire.
Do you know why they would have killed Knight?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely one. Once again, Knight is involved in, like, gang violence.
What the heck?
And the other thing is that Knight would, as the owner of Death Row Records, he would have beef with, like, other rappers that are signed to different labels, blah, blah, blah. And the last theory, which I think is the dumbest one, is that he faked his own death. And the reason this is a theory is because his bodyguard
also faked his death, and then when he came back said that it was... And I'm not... There's not a lot of reliable sources about this. I'm not sure what's real, like, if any of this is necessarily true, but basically his bodyguard also apparently faked his death and then said, I did it to show you how easy it is to fake your death because Tupac faked his death.
Wow. Either he's real or he's, like, a really dumb bodyguard.
Yeah, so people... There's actually a lot of people that have heard of the Tupac faked his death theory, but, like, I don't know. It just seems unlikely.
I mean, that makes sense to me. Like, not like it makes, like, the most sense, but it does make sense because he wasn't wearing the bulletproof vest like he usually did.
Yeah.
And the second thing is that he told his bodyguard and the night guy to go into a separate car. Like, you'd think that with his publicity and all the stuff he was involved with that he would want to stay protected and would wear his bulletproof vest.
Yeah.
And then he told them to go in the other car.
Definitely strange.
I don't know. I mean, I think fake...
Well,
his
do
death
we
makes
know...
sense.
Well, the problem is those details only emerge afterwards. We don't know if that was something he had, like, randomly done before, you know, like, or if it just came out then, like, if it was only
mm-hmm.
that day.
That's a good point.
That's true.
He may have been, like, slacking on it, like, me not wearing
retainers.
Yeah,
I don't think he was, because they seem pretty adamant that he always had it on, but, like,
right.
he might have and no one realized.
Also,
what
can you imagine what kind of life you're living, like, strapping on a bulletproof vest every day? Like,
yeah,
that's
dude,
scary.
If you're, I mean, yeah, if you're a rapper and you came from a gang background, like, that's not easy.
Well, it could have been, like, the bodyguard could have felt, like, some sort of, not guilt, but knew he was going to be in trouble, so made up the
mm-hmm.
lie that he was told to go in the other car, and Knight might have followed the lie.
Yeah, well,
that's
I think
interesting.
The
or
bodyguard was
him.
Also one of the suspects,
or they killed
too.
Him, too, yeah.
But, yeah.
Okay,
wait,
go ahead, sorry.
Anyways.
Okay, that makes a little bit less sense, though, because, like, he was in a car. Like, was there, like, they were in a
no,
car, right?
No, Tupac was not in a car.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He was about to get in a car.
Got
he
it.
Was leaving the, like, I think it was at the MGM... something in Las Vegas to get to, like, go somewhere else,
mm-hmm.
and then he got shot.
Crazy.
I believe that's accurate. I hope I'm right. We probably get something wrong every episode, so.
Most likely.
Thank goodness
we don't have a
wide enough listener base that we get caught.
No, it's funny. Sometimes I listen to other podcasts, and they start talking about, like, a hobby that, like, I do, and they, like, get something totally wrong, and it makes me so annoyed.
Wait, that you do?
Yeah, like, for example, like, one time I was listening to a podcast where they started talking about, like, the film industry, and they started saying, like, something that's completely not
true.
Oh,
like, making assumptions
and
about
I was,
general
like,
group.
That is, and I was so annoyed, but anyways. So, tying very closely into this case is the murder of the notorious B.I.G., which are the notorious Big or Biggie Smalls, or his name was Christopher Wallace, which I don't know why, but that's just such a cool name. But,
Christopher Wallace.
Yeah, Christopher Wallace.
It's a man name. It's like Christopher,
just a cool name.
But then Wallace.
Yeah.
You know?
But he was shot also fatally, four times. Weird. I don't think that matters at all.
I think not.
I think it's literally just a coincidence. But
it can't be.
Winter, you there disagree on
wait,
this whole
how
thing.
Many shots killed JFK?
And instead of in Las Vegas, this was in Los Angeles. It was 6 months.
Loss again.
It was 6 months after Tupac.
Different loss.
This is like the thing where they like link Lincoln's murder with JFK.
Oh my god.
I've seen that before. Oh my
I've
god.
Never heard of that.
It's like stupid
okay.
conspiracy theory crap.
Yeah.
But this was 6 months after Tupac. And in his the family's opinion and retired police opinion, the LAPD, going back to them,
God
did such a terrible job and probably had corrupt and possibly, I wouldn't say probably, had corrupt police in the case that his family filed a $400 million lawsuit against them.
Gosh.
And one of the former LAPD officers blamed Knight for the murder and also blamed Knight for hiring corrupt police within the LAPD.
Interesting.
Help the murder take place.
Mm-hmm.
So, the details were that he was, like, outside, I guess. I think it was daytime. No, it was nighttime. Never mind. Sorry. And he was just another drive-by shooting.
Wow.
I'm not gonna... There's, like, so many more, but I don't really have time for it, so we're just gonna skip that. And also...
What if it's one guy who just hates rappers?
That...
He's
not
like
a theory,
but a classical music
I mean,
composer.
Maybe.
He's like,
Beethoven
we need to go back
come
to
back
real
from
music.
The dead.
Yeah.
But
he's taken the rap game by force. Oh, enough with rap battles. It has to, how about
this
drive
whole like shots of four has to do with like the beat, so it's like 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
It's a waltz. That's a waltz, by the way, the 1, 2, 3. Normally normally it's 1, 2, 3, 4.
Sorry, go ahead.
So that would be Beethoven.
Or Beethoven.
Stop talking about classical music.
Hey, we know it. You're just mad.
So there are three significant theories here. The first was that it was a rival shooting between East and West Coast rappers, organized most likely by Knight of Death Row Records.
Huh.
Basically, it could be revenge.
That's
from him killing Tupac.
Yeah.
And that's, like, a very legitimate theory, too. There's, like, evidence for it. But the second theory is that kind of same theory, but just that instead of Knight organizing himself, he, like, hired corrupt cops to do it. And the third theory is that it was, once again, Southside Crips, just more gang violence, which is probably the most likely because at the end of the day, like, I don't know, gang violence gets a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really it. I don't really have more.
Crazy.
But it's really interesting because no one, I don't think in either of these, both are cold cases, like no one's ever been caught for it. And they're both such high profile cases too.
Mm-hmm. And they're so like, not super recent, but fairly recent.
Yeah, they're both in 1997.
You said six for Tupac.
Six. Yeah, they're both in 1996, I believe. No, Tupac is 96.
And
Biggie Smalls. Yeah. Wallace's is in 97.
Okay.
So, in between.
So, crazy.
I know.
God damn.
It's crazy.
If you guys haven't already... Oh, wait.
But you have to do it in my voice.
Thanks for listening, guys. I don't know what I was trying to say, because I'm trying to focus on making my voice
like
sound
right
like winter.
I sound just like
I
that.
I sound just like that. What?
Wow, winter. Your voice today.
I have a cold, don't worry, it's not
your
corona.
Your voice is different than it usually is.
You're one to talk, Sophia. You sound like you're on fucking puke. You're on fucking
It sounds like I'm dying.
It sounds like you're on your deathbed right now.
All our sources are in the link tree with all our other social media down below.
That's a terrible Eli impression.
Happy Halloween!
Ew.
And don't lie, false confessions.
Don't eat apples because they might have razor blades in them.
Bro,
be careful
true
on Halloween because COVID still exists.
Yeah, don't
no,
trick or treat.
It's
either
gone for spooky.
Literally,
night
don't trick or treat.
Just buy some
you
candy,
die
watch some horror movies.
Buy some well, candy, buy yeah some drugs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait,
don't,
no,
don't.
No.
Oh, I was like, yeah.
You guys both just said yeah, like it was nothing.
You guys are like, yeah. Yeah, winter's red.
Alright,
so
thanks
owe
guys.
Thanks.
Oh,
I'm coming
pizza.
It's because we all lean in at this point, and then we're just talking about
we're just...
Yeah!
Bro, we can color with this. It's beautiful.
Okay, goodbye.